I get that correct?
That is showing right there off of I-40, right there where the Buckeye and Keith Small is, just right in that same area. That's the only one that's pulling up as he's at Asheville off of I-40.
All right, sir. And what was your call sign? Over.
4KFK.
Okay, thank you so much.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey. AM720 has got a lot of information also that may be easier to receive for some places. Over. Frequency from Mount Mitchell, over.
Is 145.190.
0.190. Were you military, over?
Military, and I do Army Mars now, so kind of hang around that circle.
Can you pronounce the figure Fife like Fife, over?
Yeah, they beat that into me at an early age.
In Mars a long time ago, before I moved down here, but it went all digital, and I wasn't doing digital, and still don't really care for digital, so I haven't gotten back into it, over.
Digital and Army Mars, but it's very useful, it's very quick, and it's good stuff. I'm going to step on the side here for a few minutes. I need to take care of and check on a generator, and then I'll be back to monitoring W4SOE.
RZ site for my experience with Mars. Out.
KC4SKD, W4DJW. Hey, Larry.
Are we in some kind of emergency mode on the repeater?
That was the plan. I don't know if they've turned it over to them yet or not. They may have, but I just want to let you know I couldn't get that phone call to you. I have SOS and no bars on my phone, so I have no way to make a phone call.
No problem. I had a question for you, but I got it answered. I got it taken care of, so this no longer issue, but... Yeah, I just wanted to holler at Randall, but if we're in emergency mode, just to stay off the repeater.
Yeah, they were going to take it over from the 14733 or 14533, one of those two, because they were to went down. So there is a team of people that is going to be taking it over for emergency use only. I'm not sure if Patrick handed it off to him yet or not.
So I'll go ahead and sign then, but... I hope you're doing okay, and we got no power on battery stuff. But anyway, good talking to you, and talk to you later, KC4SK.
All right, Larry, same to you. We're on battery power only. No communications other than ham radio. That's it. Ham radio is the only thing I got. Anyway, you guys stay safe. Good to hear from you. W4DJW clear.
W4DJW, KO4HK.
Hey, Patrick, have we handed off yet?
I'm actually up here at WGCR setting up my mobile station up here right now in the process of that. So I have not handed off anything. We're still under normal 610 use.
Okay, thanks for that. I didn't know. I've been out getting more gas. I just got back a little while ago. We're going to take a break and head back out again for some other stuff that Amy's supposed to have ready at a store in Taylor's. You got to hunt and peck, find your way around down here to survive. And we're not the only ones. There's thousands of others doing the same thing. Anyway, good luck with it. I'll check back with you later when I can, when we get back.
Comment.
Go ahead.
Dad. All right, let me give you a quick update. So I have contacted Oxcom in Columbia and reported to them exactly what my exchange was this morning, just cover down all bases, make sure that due diligence has been done here. So they're going to get back with me and kind of let me know if that's going to interfere with any kind of operations. Then I thought that maybe would be the best call. So with that being said, last information I have from Scott was that pilots should be landing in the Charlotte area in the next hour or so with a communication team. They will contact me via telephone when that takes place, when they are in the area. So other than that, that's all I have. And I'm going to defer to Dave on this one and say, okay, if the 610 is doing what it's doing best right now, my suggestion is to leave it in that status until something changes, because it is providing a service. When the need arises and things, the trigger gets pulled, then we'll go from there. Does that sound, that sounds appropriate, right, Dave?
That's affirmative, right? What we're doing now is providing a service, but it's not emergency mode, right, where nobody can talk unless it's, and there's a net controller and everybody talks to the net controller. We're not in that mode yet, but we could be if we need to be, and we're there if we're needed for that. That's what this repeater was originally built to do. So it doesn't matter who the emergency service is that needs it, whoever it is, whenever they need it, we will turn it over to them. In the meantime, it will stay in this mode that it's in right now, where it can be used by anybody that can use it, but you have to give precedence to emergency traffic. Affirmative, Pat, you want to confirm that, Patrick? W4DJW.
I'm confirming that, sorry. But that's all I know for now.
Got it. My only concern is that if the president that's not here yet is portrayed, that could inhibit other people who need it from saying, hey, I need to use 610, but, you know, I'm afraid to because of emergency. We're, from what I understand, we're not there yet. But, Dave, I'm going to make sure to keep you in the loop with all of this and make sure that more than one head is making the right decision here. But as I get the information and something changes, I will contact you. But I don't want to do anything that's going to harm what is happening now. And that's the only concern I have. So with that, until I hear from Oxcom or the section leader with the pilots, then I would say leave it the way it is, Patrick. And these things can take a long time, and you don't need to be worn out when it comes. But I'll help fill in the gaps with you, but just be careful expending your energy.
Just getting set up right now. Other than that, normal use. And I have a question, though, because 610 is providing such a service with no communication down there. If we put it in emergency mode, what are all those people going to do?
Hey, I can answer that. Let me make sure I've got it. If there is an emergency, if somebody needs to know something, where life or property are in danger, that's what constitutes an emergency, they can break in to Ethernet, right? To, whether it's a loosely non-directed net, that's what we have going on right now. It's not really directed. You know, people can use the repeater like they were used to using it, but emergency traffic takes precedence. But if an emergency happens, it doesn't matter who's using it, right? You can break in and say, I have an emergency. I need to get somebody to do whatever it is I need to get somebody to do and take it from there. You know, under any circumstances, emergencies take priority over anything else. Does that make sense? Patrick and then Chad.
I was just looking for clarification and somebody to put it out over the air more than anything, Dave. And so I'm not the only one saying it.
Got it. If possible, if, you know, in that time comes, I'm going to contact Dave and make sure that if it smells like a duck and quacks like a duck, that it is a duck. And then after that, then my advice is, you know, there's three modes to a net, right? So you have a free net, which is what's pretty much happening now. People communicate back and forth at will. Then the net controller, when the situation becomes a little bit more terse, then you place that in standby. Standby net means 30-second transmissions in between non-emergent, and the repeater can still carry on its function as normal. And then you have, you know, an actual net or an emergency net, which means if it's not emergency traffic, don't get on a repeater. But I don't think it's prudent to do that right now. Standby or emergency. That's just me, but I'm not the custodian. I know we're not doing anything at KF4JVI like that as of now, but when that changes, we will change. We've also bumped our transmitter power up to high power so we can get further into North Carolina until this passes, or until we know what's going on. But I just want to make sure we're doing the right thing here. And if you're not able to contact me, then Dave, I mean, we got a legal obligation to make sure that this is right. And, Dave, I'll share all information with you I get to make sure that's, you know, we don't do anything to damage any repeater's name in good standing. So, but still do the service it needs to do. Does that sound about right?
That's affirmative. Let me make sure I got it. W4DJW. Yeah, that's affirmative. And the last one is a directed net, where everybody directs all their traffic through the net controller, whether it's emergency or not. And if it's an emergency net, then, yeah, you need to only communicate if you have an emergency. And that goes with the other side as well. Whoever you're coordinating with, Chad, they need to know that we could have local emergencies here just like they're having a local emergency. So they need to handle each emergency, you know, with the same level of precedence as the other, right? Work as many emergencies as we can, local or doing airdrops and whatever it is they're doing, right? Both of them count. Both of them are important. So we handle all of it. Whoever the net controller is that gets put in place needs to be able to understand that.
Yeah, okay. All right, sounds good. Well, I'll let both of you know when something changes, and until then, you know, just whatever Dave says goes. But I feel like I've done due diligence here. I've contacted Oxcom and let them know. And other than that, there's nothing else to be done until it's net control time. So just want to let you know.
Sounds good. And be aware, I may be hard to get in touch with. All right, because the car that I'm using to do all the running around gets super good gas mileage, and it doesn't have a ham radio in it. And sometimes I'm sitting in hours in lines. So if you can't get in touch with me right off the bat, try again later, and I'll do my best to get back to you. And, Patrick, anything else on your end?
No, there's nothing else on my end, Dave. That's all my questions. KO4HKit.
Go ahead, Johnny.
I'll be listening as well. I've been listening for quite some time, so if you need anything and can't get Dave, I'll be here as well.
Thank you, Johnny. I was hoping you were going to do that. All right, I'm going to get back to getting my emergency situations all under control, and I'll be back. Check back in a little bit. W4DJW, clear.
Standing by.
HK, this is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. I have phone and Wi-Fi capability. Over.
Roger that, Ed. I will rely on you when needed, okay? Right now, I don't know of anything.
Roger knows that I can get out, at least on the cell phone and perhaps on landline. Over.
Thank you for that information. KO4HK, standing by.
KBY2A Duncan.
What's KO4HK?
Y2A Duncan, and I'm monitoring this frequency 24/7.
Good to know, and the best thing you can do is just monitor and call out if you have an emergency or a need. KO4HK, standing by.
Y2A Duncan.
It's on KO4HK.
I'm still here. I'm monitoring 40 meters and this machine, and I bounce over to Mount Mitchell occasionally, and I do have phone service. So I heard someone getting on to you earlier about running at 100% throttle. He's absolutely right, man. You got to pace yourself. If you got people here that can give you a break, just reach out. We'll give you some breathing room.
Right now, we're just in the middle of setting up my station up here at the radio station so that we can get more information out to more people.
And, hey, Johnny, WD4DYHW4SOE.
It's Glenn.
Hey, I heard you jump in there.
Guys are doing all right. We're making us a grocery store run real quick. Just kind of hanging around local.
Yeah, how's your power situation at the house?
On a generator, and no problems at all.
Got plenty of fuel, or is there enough stations open up in that area where you can fill up as needed?
We do our fuel ups late in the evenings. Pretty much from Sphinx and Traverse Rest is where we've been going. And with much success, I don't even try during the day.
Yeah, the lines are crazy. All right, we'll keep your head down. My cell phone is working, so if you need anything, I'm just kind of standing by.
I'll be around. I'm going to use crossband repeat when I'm not in the truck, so I should be listening, hopefully, full-time, WD-40 wage.
Thank you for that, Johnny. KO4HK, standing by.
You're more than welcome. WD-40 wage.
XN4ZLK. HKXN4ZLK.
HKX, go ahead, Shane.
Stay from the radio for a while. Is there a time period you need me around?
Right now? Me and Wayne a chance to get set up here, and then I'll be ready to go.
I'm here.
4HK, standing by. Thank you, Shane.
Okay, standing by.
I4DTY, KI4EJY.
DTY, can you hear me?
You're making the repeater pretty good. A little scratchy, but better than I thought you would. Copy that. Well, yeah, like I said, you're hitting it. You're legible, but pretty scratchy in the background. I'll be monitoring the rest of the day, so if you need anything, give me a holler.
I may try to head back to the house and see if I can get my 991 out and maybe try to see if I can find that cable and stuff. But, all right, cool. I'm glad I can at least reach you. KI4DTY, I'll be on the site.
Let me know if you need any help getting anything out. I think I've got a little bit extra cable, too, if you need it. KI4EJY, I'll be on the side.
Where's that LK?
How's it going, buddy?
Hold you. I heard you and haven't heard you in a while. I just wanted to say hello and hope everything is well.
Everything's all right. We're kind of homeless right now. We have a tree that's in our house, and so we've just been trying to navigate all of that. And, of course, my whole radio rig is at the house, and I cannot use it.
To hear that, as soon as you said that, I thought I remembered hearing something about a tree falling on your house. I hate that. Man, there's a lot of people in that situation. I really feel bad for you. If there's anything we can do at some point, let me know. Right now, we're kind of holed up here, too, with no power and trying to make sure that we're keeping the family safe.
KI4DTY. No, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Yeah, we just been trying to just manage living in a house with, you know, water pouring in and the tree in there. But hopefully we can kind of figure out life now. We'll see what happens. It's going to be chaotic for a while for us, I think, but I appreciate that. KF4DTY.
Be careful, and we'll all get through this somehow. I know you've got it worse than a lot of people. Take care, and hope to hear you soon. KI4DTY, N4ZLK.
This is K4WCL. Can you give me a quick check? Just want to make sure I can get into the machine from here.
WCL, perfect copy. Perfect copy. Full quieting. Nice to hear you.
Put down to low power. How copy now?
Not much of a difference at all. You're still great, so I would probably stay with that.
If I can, hit the machine with a handy-talkie from up here, just because I've got Pinnacle in the way. But for what it's worth, I am also available to relay any kind of traffic. I do have commercial power. I do have internet. I do have HF.
Appreciate that. I'm kind of monitoring at the moment. Patrick's getting set up at an emergency station up there in North Carolina. There's a lot more going on up there, but we will definitely use you if you're available. I'm sure someone could use you.
I've been listening for a while now. I just didn't want to jump in with nonsense talk. And I'll keep clear of the repeater here. I'm imagining you're still on generator power. Hope you and Beth and everybody doing good up there.
But since you have power, we might be coming down your way. I'm kidding. No, really nice to hear you. Thanks for offering to help out. And say hello to everybody. Hope Lori's good. And you guys, hope to talk to you soon. And 4ZLK.
Heading out in the morning. Well, mid-afternoon. But anyway, I think I got enough gas to get home. I know the gas situation in Pickens is not good. I was speaking to the manager there at the Minute Save, and she said that they don't know when they're getting their next tank of gas. The terminal they get their gas from, she said, is out, totally out of gas. So there could be a gas shortage coming in the near future, for whatever that's worth. Good luck to everybody listening. 73 K4WCL here if anybody needs anything.
And be careful going home tomorrow. Thanks for that information. K4WCL and 4ZLK. 4ZLK, KQ4GWP. And 4ZLK. I was wondering if Patrick's setting up another station up there you were mentioning. What frequency is that going to be? This one, he's just going to, I think, set up near where there's already some emergency communications. State officials, I think, are running an operation. I believe he's going to set up there so that he can kind of coordinate with them and also keep this repeater informed.
Copy that. Okay, I didn't know if he was setting up something in addition to this or not, but I will stay right on this frequency. Thanks.
Nice to hear you. Be careful out there. And 4ZLK.
Be informed. I'll be clearing your final. KQ4GWP.
And 4ZLK.
4SLN, this is KK4RCC, coming KM4SLN, over. Or KM4SLN, calling KK4RCC, KM4SLN, calling KK4RCC, over.